This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
What a pleasure it is to say hi again to the guy in charge here at the Chicago Auto Show, the general manager, Dave Sloan. And I walked around. At first I thought, gee, it seems smaller. Then I realized what I'm not used to is how much space you have, how high the ceiling is, and how there's so much more room between the vehicles.
Yeah. McCormick Place is a wonderful venue. We're in about 1 million square feet here, and we're only using about half of the place. So
is that right?
Yeah, it's 2.6 million square feet at McCormick Place.
Well, it's set up beautifully, so you don't feel like some of the shows that we go to, and we're happy to take our show, thanks to the folks at Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, to around the world. Some of them, whether it's maybe Frankfurt comes to mind, and in the past, Tokyo and China, you seem to walk forever. And it's fatiguing to try to get to all the different places. In fact, you can't get to all the places in one day. Here you certainly can. And this is a show built around and for the convenience of consumers.
That's right. We try to make it as easy as possible to get around, see everything. Consumers spend an average about 4 hours at this show, which is great. And, you know, FCA does a wonderful job here. Part of the reason why people are spending 4 hours is they're waiting 45 minutes to get a ride on the Jeep track.
Right.
But they just do a wonderful job. And we do. We really try to make it easy for the automakers to show things off in a way that's going to appeal to the consumers. And that's what all this space helps us so much to do. We really shook up the floor plan this year, and we've got some exhibit managers who are happier than others, but everything's going to work out great.
As Rod Alberts, your counterpart in Detroit, can tell you that happens everywhere.
Yes.
According to a Foresight research study, 68% of Chicago Auto Show attendees are in the automotive shopping funnel or frame of mind.
Yeah, that was a great number that Foresight pulled down last year. 68% of the people plan to purchase a vehicle in the following 12 months, and we certainly saw that in Chicago.
Now, different from last year, only three manufacturers are in the same location. You really did a little juggling, as you say, the Ford, Toyota, and FCA. Premium brands are grouped together now on the west end of the South Hall, and most volume brands have a home in the North Hall, and the test tracks are grouped together on the east side of the South Hall, actually just behind our beautiful FCA stand.
Yeah, and with Toyota right here, we were able to move Toyota next to their regular space. So they're in 75,000 square feet over there, a beautiful footprint for Toyota. And FCA is here in about 100,000 square feet with their two tracks. And I can't wait to get to see the multi-brand track. Has some great enhancements, too. So, FCA really stepped up their game. And so Chevrolet is at the front door in the north, and Honda and Nissan have some frontage over there.
Great Cobra over there on the Ford stand. There's some wonderful vehicles here in Chicago, like we had wonderful vehicles at the North American International Auto Show, and it continues here in what, frankly, is the largest auto show on the continent. And that's something I know you're very proud of.
That's for sure. And again, that gets back to having a wonderful place like McCormick Place to show it all off. It's just a beautiful building, and people love to come down here. So it really helps the show. It helps the industry. And everything we do, even being in February, you know, why would you have your show in February? Because it works so well.
Yeah, it does. You know? It seems to. And in the scheme of things, in the lineup of shows, you have to take that into consideration for where the press are going to be and when they can be here. And it seems to work. All it is cold out here right now. We don't have a lot of snow. I heard a little snow is coming today. But Not a problem other than the cold temperatures. And coming from Michigan, we're kind of used to some cold temperatures. You are proud of the Chicago Automobile Trade Association, like we are the DADA, the Detroit Auto Dealers Association. But yours is the nation's oldest and largest association, metropolitan dealer organization.
Right.
And that's a sense of great pride as well.
Yeah, we have about 400 dealers in our association. 400 franchise new car dealers, and they go into Northwest Indiana, a little bit downstate, and we try to help them do everything they need to run a successful business, just like Rod does in Detroit.
And that's a lot of jobs we're talking about, too.
That's right. That's right. It's about, 50 jobs per dealership, so that's a lot of employment, a lot of economic activity. About 15% of the sales tax that's collected in Illinois comes from the franchise dealers in Illinois.
And I'm happy to see, too, in watching the news last night, Chicago does rise to the occasion, and they do talk about this show being here. When we go to New York, you don't really see a lot in the news. It's not a significant. And I suspect that's the same way with Los Angeles and some other places. But here in Chicago, they made a big deal of it in the news.
You know, last year we had 7 TV specials, 7 different TV specials.
Wow.
2 in Spanish that were produced from the floor of the Chicago Auto Show. So they really do embrace us. And again, that gets back to February, you know, because they know, the media know, that if they support this show, they'll get paid back all year long when car sales keep coming in. It's good for everyone.
Yeah, it is. It is good for everyone. And, Dave, I salute you for the good job you do.
Thank you very much. For a kid from Detroit, it's always a thrill to be on WJR.
Well, it's a thrill for us to have you back on the program. Dave Sloan, the Chicago Auto Show General Manager, here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.